Hello and welcome to the Gears of War podcast. I'm your host, Empress. At this time, we're going to take a moment of silence for those affected by the events that happened in Boston. Welcome to the Gears of War podcast. I am your host, Empress. Good evening, fellow gearheads, and I have with me today...
Darkstone Dragon.
Hello, Dragon.
Howdy.
Okay, are we ready to get into some news? Okay, so we have a new map pack coming, and everybody loves map packs, so let's get ready for this. It's called the Judgment Map Pack, and basically the latest expansion for Gears of War Judgment, Call to Arms Map Pack, is coming to VIP Season Pass holders on Tuesday, April 23rd, and will be available worldwide April 30th. The Call to Arms Map Pack brings players three new multiplayer maps, a brand new mode called Master at Arms, and six armor and gun skins for customizing your character and weapons. Our first map in the map pack?
That would be Terminal. It's for Overrun. The speed and ferocity of the Locust invasion took Halvo Bay completely by surprise. Residents scrambled to evacuate by every means possible, and COG forces were called in to maintain order as martial law was enforced. However, the Locust showed no mercy and gave no quarter. They swept through train terminals like this one to take advantage of the close quarters and sheer number of defenseless humans trapped within its walls. Sometimes COG forces could hold the line long enough for a final evacuation, but too many lost their lives in defense of the people and the land they loved.
Okay, this next map is one of my favorites from Gears 3. It's called Blood Drive, and it is a standard multiplayer. The first one that he mentioned was an Overrun map, by the way. As casualties started to mount, the staff at Halvo Memorial quickly began. They would become the largest triage effort in the history of Syria. Their Give Blood Today campaign inspired a global blood drive in support of COG forces and wounded civilians. Sadly, Halvo fell quickly, and the hospital became a battlefront instead of a sanctuary. The seed of hope was planted. However, the government ran memorial hospitals across the country, mobilized and swept the effort. Alive in Jacinto Memorial was the last standing bastion of hope for the people of Syria.
Then you have Boneyard, another standard multiplayer. The concept of traditional memorial service had to be suspended due to the constant stream and alarming volume of casualties as Syria fell victim to the Locust Horde. Memorial grounds quickly became boneyards, unmarked holes became grave sites, and mausoleums were filled with the nameless remains of the fallen. Their skeletons piled into heaps. Tread lightly, you never know what or who you're walking on, and one day you're bound to join them.
Ooh, sounds scary. Okay, now for the new mode, Master at Arms. This new free-for-all game mode, exclusive to Gears of War Judgment, will test the true range of your soldiering skills. The goal is to get a kill with each of the 20 different available weapons without resorting to melee or grenade tactics. Every successful kill will automatically advance you to the next available weapon until you have used them all and proven your skill as a true master at arms. The Call to Arms map pack provides 10 new achievements worth a total of 250 gamer score. It's quite a bit.
Yep.
Okay, and there is some more news, but we can go ahead and save that till toward the end so you guys have something to listen for. Okay, so looking at these map packs, or looking at these maps, you'll notice that the blood drive is amazingly done. I mean, if you've played Gears 3, and I'm pretty sure you have, basically this is what it looked like before all that happened. You can see like a train, and it's just awesome. Just the detail that they put into this, and I can't wait to play it. And if you're a VIP holder, you get to play it the 23rd. So, looking forward to that. That's the one that I'm really looking forward to. But I also play Overrun a lot, so the terminal looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be some close quarter hectic.
Yeah, I noticed it said something about close quarters. I was like, oh boy.
Oh yeah. Well, so. you're better with the Nasher anyway, so that'd be more comfortable for you.
Oh yeah.
So, and it kind of looks like that the sawed-off is a little bit more range than the Gears 3 version, so you could probably play as the medic.
Yeah, I need to get better with my medic, because I have a tendency of throwing the stim grenade, like, way out there. Like, not where it's supposed to be, so, yeah, I need to get better at being Sophia.
Yeah, I need to get better at being, Cole.
As I say, you say Baird, oh my goodness, because I, Baird's easy. I mean, that's the one that I've got, you know, the Onyx.
Yeah, I haven't got Onyx on any of them yet.
Yeah, he's my favorite, because you just throw up your sentry, and there you go.
throw your sentry up, start fixing a fortification, and hope that whoever's playing as Cole tosses ammo box right under your butt, so you'll always have ammo in your torch.
Yeah, we need to give some tips too. Basically, he just gave one.
Yeah.
Whenever you're playing as Baird, if somebody throws down a ammo, you know, like playing Cole, of course, it will give you instant, or you know,
basically you won't have to reload.
Right, your little torch, you won't have to reload that. It basically just keeps it going. Also, let's see.
And if you're playing as the scout, please, for the love of all that's good and holy, do not run away from the ammo box when it's tossed at you.
Oh my goodness. He yells, this is so funny, he yells at bots. He's like, get back here, I think it's Paddock.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the one he loves to yell at.
Well, the doof jumps off of the perch as soon as I toss the ammo up there. It's like it loads. Oh no! Ammo, run!
Incoming ammo, run! Yeah, no. But let's see. What's some other good tips that we have? I'm trying to think of some. You need to have quite a few tickers at the very beginning. Like if you're on the Locust side, if you're doing Overrun, definitely have a whole bunch of tickers. Also, if you're a Grenadier and there's tickers around you,
feed them.
Yes, feed them grenades, because the more, you know, if you do that, you know, they have more power behind them, so they can destroy the fortifications that the cogs have up. So there's not a whole bunch of advice I can give you on the cog side, other than if you're playing Baird, please keep the fortifications going. And you know, also medics, I've seen a lot of medics run out there and try to be on the front lines, and then they die, and then you die, and they can't bring you back because they're dead. So that's basically the advice I have for them.
Well, as far as medics, my advice is, if you're a medic, don't play like you're Baird.
Right. Don't be on the front lines. You don't want that. Like me, I might overthrow my stim. But I try to stay alive as much as possible. Like, I'll stand back behind the others and Lancer, you know, like, shoot my Lancer. But Or if we're, you know, like a corpser comes up, I'll use my sawed off. So, yeah, that's pretty much how I play as a medic.
Yeah, my method for the medic is if you stay close to the e-hole, and if you see someone going down or about to go down, toss the stem as close as you can. If you're not good at the quick, just do a careful, carefully aim, because you can ricochet the stem nades off of walls and stuff like that.
Right.
And still hit it right where you need to.
Also, here's another tip. If you can't shoot, you know, your lancer fast enough to get the little... Because let me tell you, those wretches are fast. They can come over there and attack the e-hole fast. I mean, like, they can do some major damage. Basically, just chainsaw them. That's what I do. You know, if they get close enough to it, just chainsaw them. That's...
Yeah. That's actually a very good tip.
Because, to be honest with you, you have to chase them around. So, instead of chasing them around, I just use the chainsaw. That's basically how I do it. Overrun's one of my favorite modes to play. I like survival as well. That's a really good one. I'm trying to think of some really good tips to give you guys with survival. I've did only two waves, I think, of 10, and actually made it.
I believe that you can pretty much use similar tactics on survival as you can on...
Yes. Always have somebody in the perch, like if paddock. Always have somebody up there, you know, watching, you know, for locusts to come in, you know. It just keep an eye on the e-hole at all times, you know, coming, you know, stuff like that. And,
Spark grenades are a good help.
Oh, yeah. Use those spark grenades.
I don't care what anyone says. They are a good help. Believe it or not, they debuff the enemy.
Nice. So, that's as good of tips. If I think of any more later, I guess I could tell you guys some more. That's basically the ones I can think of right now. But, so far, I'm loving Gears of War Judgment. There is some bigger news. Let's see. Well, we're 12 minutes into it. Basically, there's going to be test servers. They're going to be rolling out. Here, let me go ahead and tell you guys the official the date for that. April 22nd. Jim Brown posted on the official forums. I'll go ahead and read you that post. He says that we're happy to announce that the new Gears of War Judgment test server scheduled to go live this Monday, April 22nd, 2013. The test server is a place where we can rapidly respond to your feedback and try out new ideas. Test changes to balance map/weapon layout, loadouts, etc. in an environment that is separated from the rest of the public playlist. If something proves to be popular and successful in the test server, it can be rolled out to affect the whole game. If not successful, then we've learned a valuable lesson without impacting the game as a whole. Some details. The test server will take over the special event playlist during the week. This allows us to have special events during periods of high traffic, but still maintain a good test bed without fragmenting the community with an entirely new playlist during the week. The test server will have a minimum of double experience at all times. You're encouraged to drop by, and we want to reward you for participating. If you have feedback on how to make that better, please let us know. Until we have more official, form, feel free to respond to this thread in the forums or reference hashtag GOWtest in your Twitter responses. Any and all feedback is greatly appreciated and very, very much encouraged. On that note, please remember that the success of the test server relies on your participation. The more people we have in that playlist, the more feedback we can generate. the more feedback we can get, or more feedback we get, the better we're able to make, hold on here, I gotta skip back, the better we're able to make intellect, or intelligent, oh yeah, intelligent decisions, sorry, on how to make the game better. Basically, the more feedback they get, the intelligent decisions they'll be able to make the game better for you guys. And let's see, we'll post threads on the forums with all the playlist details and decisions about specific things we're considering at any given time. These lists and changes will be pushed heavily in our channels, but we need your feedback to make this a success. So that's Jim Brown, and I thank you so much for posting that. Again, I do not have any affiliation with Epic or anything like that. I'm just a fan, just like you guys.
Yeah, it is nice to hear that they are listening to every gamer.
Right. It's good to see that there's actually a game company out there that does listen to their players, you know?
Yeah.
And this is a very, very, very good community to be a part of, so can't stress that enough. Very giving and helpful, and I'm proud to be a part of it. So.
Yeah, you. There seems to be some sort of charity thing going on almost every week or every weekend or something.
Yes, Gears and Beers just has a event for for saving animals, and I thought that was a very good cause, because, you know, I'm happy to see stuff like that, because, you know, animal shelters are overcrowded, unfortunately, so to see an event like that, you know, it really touches home, you know. I like that. I like that somebody actually put that together, so cheers to those guys.
Yep.
Also, we got asked some questions tonight. I tried to do a live stream. Basically, my audio got messed up while I was doing the live stream, so we had to redo it. But I might try it again later at another time. But we got asked questions such as from Chubrock. What weapon would we like in real life, like replica?
Well, as far as replica, I think I'd like the Retro Lancer, if I could have a real working version of it.
No.
It'd be a retro.
I'm kidding. I would choose probably either a Nasher or a Lancer, because I like the Nasher. But of course, I would probably go for probably the Lancer. Yeah. Lancer.
Well, I think part of the reason why I think for a real working one is because the bayonet on it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So that was one of the questions. That's a question I'd like to send out to you guys too. If you can have like a replica made, what would you have? Also, there's a company out there called Project Triforce that makes replicas. So if I could afford it, I would get them, but I can't. So I would like to have one of those hammer bursts. They're sweet looking. Okay, what was the other question? I don't have my chat open at this time.
Believe it or not, that was the only question.
That was the only question you had?
Yeah.
Well, if you guys have any questions that you guys would like to ask us, or leave a comment, you know, in the podcast area, or go to my official site. It's officialempress.com. And basically, I'm a Gears lover, so it's basically my site mixed in with some Gears. So, yeah.
It's basically your personal site with Gears added in with it.
Yep, that's what it is. So, I basically talk about, you know, things that I like about Gears. And tonight, we're actually going to do, we're going to play Gears 3, because, you know, reading about Blood Draw, I was like, oh man, I got to play some Gears 3. yeah, I want to play some Gears 3 tonight, and then we're going to play some Judgment, and I'll be streaming live, so yeah, my stream is Official Empress, it's on Twitch, so it's not very hard to find, and that's basically, you know, most of the news that we have for you guys. I would like to know how you guys are liking the podcast. Getting tongue-tied. I have a pro account, so I can actually kind of tell the subscribers and stuff, and the numbers are going up, so I'm glad to see that you guys are liking the podcast, and I'm always aiming to please the listeners, and so if I can change anything or do anything different, please let me know, because, you know, I'm a fellow gearhead just like you are, and yeah.
You pretty much summed it up.
Okay, so yeah. Basically, we'll go ahead and we're going to pick out our maps that we think that will be the biggest hits. I think that, let's see. I'm going to go ahead and go through these here again. I think Blood Drive will make another comeback. I think that'll be one that'll be, you know. But then again, that Boneyard, that looks...
Yeah, I was thinking that Boneyard probably be if it's not that, it'd probably be Blood Drive.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with Blood Drive.
And I'll go ahead and go with Boneyard.
Okay, I think that the way that Blood Drive is built out now, and it, you know, to see it in this picture, if you guys go to epicgames.com/community, and you can actually see the pictures. To see that, and then to, you know, picture, go back to Gears of War 3 in your head, and think of Blood Drive. It's basically, it used to have this in it. So, like, you see the train on fire, and it's just, wow. To know that they can go back and put that stuff in there, that's amazing. So, I hope to see more maps like this, and I'm looking forward to the DLC.
Can you imagine if they brought back... the overpass?
Overpass. I'm trying to remember which one that is.
That's one where one side's like a busted bridge, and the other side is the whole bridge has got a turret set up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one where some people in multiplayer tends to jump on the turret and start shooting people while they're running out or spawn.
Right. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, can you imagine what that would look like?
Oh, man.
Brought back by 14 years.
I know. And if there is another Gears game, they've got so much to cover. So, I keep my fingers crossed, you know, because, you know, E3 is coming up. This is just me talking, you know. Theoretically, what could happen, and I don't know if they're going to announce the next gens and stuff like that. And if they do, could Gears be possibly, maybe, a title, you know, launch title? I think it is too soon, but, you know, you never know.
Well, yeah, well, the consoles may not be out till,
right,
2014 holiday season. Because that's usually whenever they bring out a new console, the holiday season, the year after, they announce it at E3.
Right. Well, you never know.
So, I guess it wouldn't be too soon for a sequel to Judgment.
Right. And I want to see Alex's story. I know, you know, it's in the books. It's in the books. But I want to see it. You know, I want to be able to play that part, and
yeah,
like, she's got scars, and I want to know how she, you know, see all that. So yeah, also there's a Carmine brother.
Yeah, there's a fourth Carmine brother. Someone on the
forum
said that his name is Dylan or something like that. D-A-Y-L-N.
Dylan,
might be Dylan. I don't know if that's his name. I don't know if he's gotten his sources from the books or whatever. But, yeah, I would actually like to see that fourth Carmine brother.
Yeah, I wish the comics were still being published. You know, like the Gears of War comics and stuff.
Well, I think the reason why they stopped making the comics is because of...
They brought the real books out.
The end of the Gears 3.
Yeah. You never know. They may bring them back. I don't know.
They might.
I hope to see a game, you know, more games. I'm like one of those long live Gears. So I'm a gearhead through and through. That's basically what I am. I love Gears, and hopefully one of these days I'll get to be able to host a tournament, so, you know, as soon as we find out how everything's going to be laid out. And basically how everything works out, then I'll be able to see how to do the tournaments and stuff. But
someone mentioned during their live stream about impossible way to have spectator mode in Overrun. It would be nice to see that, or at least make it to where they can have like a spectator lobby for it.
Right.
I didn't think about mentioning that.
And also, there was another mention Chubb did make. Locust.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The Reapers being the only one you could choose from. And I thought I read that somewhere. I can't remember where I read it. But basically, maybe a whole lobby of Reapers, but make it where you can't actually get that particular, you like the Reaper skin and the badge and all that you get for killing the Reaper, but maybe something different, you know?
Well, if they don't have the increased bonuses that the Epic Reapers has.
Right, like come up in the ground. Yeah, no.
Well, that would be kind of cool because if you think about it, it'd be kind of like the Corpser.
But yeah, but if you go against the cogs, that'd become an unfair advantage because you could hover over their head.
Believe it or not.
Corpsers can't do that.
Rexilla said that's a weakness.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't actually just drop. They just kind of float down. And they literally have to shoot to stay alive because they can't just drop down and all that. So
yeah, he also says it might.
Their melee is really slow.
Push them off the ledge. You're if they're on the ledge or something. I can't remember how he said that.
He said, I keep forgetting that when I'm a Reaper, I can't just jump off the ledge and drop. I just kind of hover there.
Ragzilla's awesome. But yeah, that's what we're looking forward to. Basically, we're trying to think of ideas for events. If you guys have any, be sure to let us know and I'll get them on the podcast. Like Chubb came up with the idea of having Reapers against cogs and, you know, that's kind of an idea, you know? So tell us what you guys would like to see. I'll put it on the podcast and I'll even give you credit and tell, you know, who said it, if you guys want that. but yeah, I love doing these podcasts for you guys, and I do hope that you guys are enjoying them. I mean, seriously.
I just thought of a really bad idea for a event.
Okay.
All Vulcan weapons. That's the only weapon you have. You start off with a Vulcan. That's the only weapon pickups. No grenades. Just Vulcan.
Just Vulcan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd take 20 minutes just for someone to find someone to shoot.
Well, I thought about this one. I think this would be fun. Bushka and Boomshot. I think those, you know, would be a fun for like an event.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they had like the boom. I think it's called Boom Boom, something I mentioned in the last podcast. But it would be definitely Boom Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Because you'd have your Babushka. No, I'm kidding. It's called Bushka. You'd have that, and you'd have your Boom Shot. So I've actually got better with the Boom Shot. This is so funny. I used to be so bad with the Boom Shot in Gears 3. And, now that, you know, the Bushies come around, I'm like, man, the Bushies kind of hard to shoot. And I love the Boom Shot now, so, yeah. I've got better with the Boom Shot.
I'm actually going to have decent with lucky shots on Bushka.
Uh-huh.
I'll go and ricochet off a wall and hit something that I don't even see.
Here's something I've noticed, so you guys are going to be like, whoa. Whenever somebody's like, if you're doing overrun and somebody's shooting the Bushka into your spawn, I noticed the krill attack it. Have you noticed that?
I haven't actually seen it attack it, but I noticed that my Bushkas never blow up.
Exactly. It don't happen, and I think that's a good thing, because if it could go in there and explode, I'd be like, ugh, that suck. So yeah, it'd definitely suck. I wouldn't want that.
Unfortunately, there is one spot that they do give the locust side an unfair advantage.
Mm-hmm.
If you're standing inside the krill on the second hole for, let's see, it's on the left side of the, I think it's called junkyard.
Mm-hmm.
You can't shoot them with anything. I've tried to shoot them with the Marksa, nothing. I've tossed a grenade in there, nothing.
But they can shoot you.
They can shoot you, they can shoot the fortifications, so you're pretty much...
in trouble, yeah. So, that's not good. Maybe that's something you should, you know, post on the forums about.
Yeah, I probably should.
But yeah, that's, that's probably something about, I don't know, how would you word that? I don't know.
I'll say that it seems that someone could be standing in a krill in a second hole. I think it's called junkyard. I'm not 100% sure.
It's called what?
I think it's called junkyard.
Junkyard, okay.
But I'll word it this way. It seems that the locusts are invincible and still being able to destroy your fortifications. You have no way to keep it up, because if you have two grenadiers, one can toss a grenade at you and blow you up while mm-hmm. you're trying to fix it, and your sentry will do nothing because it can't target them.
Here's my only, like, I don't know if this would be really, like, my pet peeve is me being a Kantus. Okay, here's the deal. I think that if you're getting attacked and you're trying to heal your teammate, you're supposed to stay hidden. I know this. But sometimes, you know, they'll come around the corner and you're healing your teammate. You can't shoot. You're still doing the whole Kantus thing with your hands. And I just wish there was a way that you can, you know, hit your shoot button and actually shoot instead of, you know, being kind of stuck in that motion of healing. Because I've had my Heinen handed to me a couple times from... you know, healing a teammate and not being able to, you know. But I guess that's the part of it, but...
Well, yeah, it kind of is, because if you think about it, that's the way that the Kantus was in all three games.
Right, but when you got somebody coming at you, you know, it's like your first reaction is to hit the right trigger to fire mm-hmm. back. And you can't, because you're doing, you know, you're doing your whole healing.
Yeah.
So I have to, like, hide and try to keep the healing going and hope that I don't get shot with Bushka or something else.
I think that what they need to do is make it so Kantus can stop in mid-heal.
That's what I'm saying. Make it where if I hit the right trigger, I could just, you know, attack.
But you know, I didn't think to try this theory. What if you can stop by hitting the left buffer?
I don't know. We should try that. So... I'll
test that theory, and I'll let y'all know how it works out.
We can hope it works, because that can get, like, crazy.
You so, end up yeah. bending over and kissing your butt goodbye.
Yep. Well, I guess that's about it, guys. We hope that we gave you guys some friendly tips, and next time we do the podcast. By the way, that was given... the whole idea to give out tips and stuff was... from a fellow forum member. I can't remember his name. I'm so sorry. But he said that if I would give out tips and stuff, it would probably be, you know, more people would probably listen. And I want to thank him for that. He knows who he is. And I can't remember his name. But let's see. I'll try to find it, because I want to tell him thank you. Let's see here. Hold on here. Okay, so his name's SKR, so he helped me with, you know, he said give tips, and He's also said to give free hugs. So, hugs to everybody out there. So, yeah. That's what he said. So, offer tips and hugs. But, thanks so much for listening, guys. And thanks for being so supportive and listening. And also, for all my followers and all that, thank you so much. It means a lot. Words can't even describe, you know. And I'm not trying to plug it or anything, but on my stream, when people follow me, you know, and also on Twitter, it just shows that they're supporting what I do, and it means so much. So, yeah. So, okay, well, love you guys, and have a good night. Thanks for listening to the Gears of War podcast. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to tell your friends about the podcast.